My guest at this time is Washington State Republican Congressman Dave Ryker. He represents the Evergreen State's 8th Congressional District, and he's also a member of the House Ways and Means Committee. His exchange with outgoing acting IRS Commissioner Stephen Miller was one of the most memorable exchanges from Friday's hearing before the Ways and Means Committee that was investigating the IRS scandal as far as the over-examination of conservative organizations applying for tax-exempt status.
You conducted the investigation. Who was responsible?
I don't have that name, sir. I tell
you. Why don't you
have
the name?
That I was originally.
Have you asked anybody?
Yes, I asked.
Who did you ask?
I asked.
You don't have that name either.
I'll be glad to provide those names.
Then let him answer the question.
Mr. Levin, it's my time.
Washington State's time.
Who did you ask?
I asked the senior technical advisor.
And what's the senior technical advisor's name?
Nancy Marks.
And what did Nancy tell you? Who's responsible?
I don't remember, to be honest with you.
You don't remember again.
So, Congressman, he could remember who he was talking with about it, but he couldn't remember who was actually responsible. What did you make of that?
Right. Well, I think if your listeners caught any of the hearing at all, they walked away with knowing that Mr. Miller was not being totally forthright in his testimony. By the time the questioning got to me, the pattern of I don't know, I don't remember, I don't recall, I believe, it may have, I may have, was pretty consistent. So I wasn't really shocked, but I was trying to get a name out of him. So I asked him, who was responsible? He said, I don't know. Did you talk to anybody? Yes, I did. He gave me a title. He finally gave me the name of Nancy Marks. I said, well, what did Nancy tell you? And he said, this was, I found it to be a little bit, well, sad in a way, but humorous too. Honestly, he said, I can't remember. The other thing to remember here is that the IG has only done an audit, and that audit is still in the process. So the actual investigation of who knew what and when is really just beginning. The Department of Justice is going to get involved in this investigation. So there'll be a number of avenues that this investigation will follow, and then determining, of course, the outcome of who will lose their jobs, who may be charged with a crime, if anyone. That'll all come at the conclusion of these investigations.
Congressman, do you believe that Mr. Miller really doesn't know, or do you think that he's just protecting folks?
I think that Mr. Miller was not abiding by the oath that he took right before his testimony began. So he was asked to stand and hold his right hand in the air and testify to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth. Mr. Miller, I don't believe, was true to that oath. So I don't know if his attorneys were advising him to be vague in his answers and answer, I don't know, because of some concern there may be some future implications legally for Mr. Miller, but that's my guess. That would be my guess.
We also found out on Tuesday that Lois Lerner, who was the head of the exemptions division for the bulk of the time this scandal was unfolding, has now decided to plead the fifth in her testimony on Wednesday. What do you make of that decision?
Well, I think that's just a stronger statement, of course, a signal sent to the American people that people are protecting themselves. And I think that Mr. Miller, my impression was that Mr. Miller probably considered that move, but I think because he was the first witness, this was the first hearing, I think he chose to go a more conservative route by just having a lapse of memory.
The White House has had an evolving story on this. When the story first broke, they said they had no knowledge until the reports came out two Fridays ago. Then on Monday, Jay Carney said that senior White House officials had known about it about a month ago, but they did not tell the president. On Tuesday, Jay Carney said that the senior White House officials and IRS officials met together to determine how exactly to explain what happened to the public. And apparently still the president was not told about this. What do you make of the evolving narrative?
Well, it reminds me of the committee hearing that we had on Friday. There was a sort of an ever-evolving story coming from Mr. Miller that was designed to create confusion, and it did. And also, of course, it was really a disservice to the American people and shows an arrogance. And in fact, when I asked Mr. Miller if he felt any duty on his part to share the information he knew with Congress, he said that he saw absolutely none. And he also mentioned that he really didn't feel any compulsion to or any responsibility in going to his boss, who is the Undersecretary of the Treasury, which of course then would have gone to Treasury Secretary of Treasury Liu. And so I think that the unfolding events of the White House timeline shows, if not deception, at least a great amount of confusion that leads one to suspect that there may be some lack of memory purposely coming from some of the persons representing what the White House knew when.
In terms of the larger policy issue here, some are saying that this is proof that you got to leave the IRS out of the enforcement of Obamacare. Others say this is exactly why we need comprehensive tax reform, simplify the system. The IRS will be much less of a factor in our lives. From a policy perspective, what's the biggest issue for you that you take out of this?
Well, I agree with both of those statements. The biggest issue, though, for me is the arrogance of our IRS leadership, that they can do anything they want to do, and the issue really boils down to our civil rights as Americans guaranteed by the Constitution. The IRS, in my opinion, has trampled all over those rights. They have made statements that some have determined to be false statements, as we look at the timeline and the memory changing. So some have said we knew this we knew this on this date, and some have said, well, no, wait a minute, we knew it on this date. So the investigation, though, will really show, and you've got to come up with evidence, of course, did anyone purposely make false statements? Did they knowingly and willfully make false statements? If that's proven to be true, someone could be held accountable under the law.
You'll be in the middle of it, and we'll be following it. Sir,
yes,
thank you very much for being with us.
You're welcome.
Congressman Dave Reichert represents Washington State's 8th Congressional District. He's a member of the House Ways and Means Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WND.com.